All right, let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 27. Proverbs, chapter 27. I would like to look at the first two verses of this blessed book of chapter. I've entitled this message, The Stranger of Mercy. The Stranger of Mercy. The scripture says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth. A stranger, and not thine own lips. Now, a careful reading of these verses will immediately alert the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ to shun that which he truly desires not to do. Boast of himself. Now, just the first three words of that first verse, boast not thyself. The word boast there means praise. Don't praise yourself. Now, when you look at the second verse, you'll see where I came to that conclusion. If there's going to be any praise, let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth. A stranger, not thine own lips. So boast not thyself. Don't boast of yourself in any area of your life. It's foolish. It's arrogant. It's dangerous. There was a man named Goliath. The scripture, through the words of King Saul, said he was a man of war from his youth. And this man Goliath stood before David out on the field of battle, and there were two armies looking at each other. Goliath, a representative of the Philistines, and he came out and he stood before David and saw David just a little, scrawny, I'm sure, in his eyes. Man that was going to stand before this giant of a man. And I'd say in Goliath's mind, he probably thought that this is going to just be a minor incident here. Just another day of victory for him. And he boasted in his strength. He says in 1 Samuel 17:44, and the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and the beast of the field. You come to me, I'm getting ready to feed you to the animals. And within minutes, Goliath was slain by the means of a stone in the sling of David, and Goliath's head was severed from his body with his own sword. Now he boasted of himself in his strength. There was another man, a Roman governor, his name was Felix, and he heard the Apostle Paul preach. And Paul preached, the scripture said, of righteousness and temperance and judgment to come. And Felix trembled. While he trembled, obviously he reasoned in his mind that he had lots of time, because after he listened to Paul preach for a while, he said, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, a time of opportunity, I will call for thee. But you know the scripture never recorded that Felix's time of opportunity ever came. He boasted or praised himself, "I've got lots of time. I've got a lot of time. I'm young, strong, got a position. I got time." Don't boast yourself of your riches. Hold your place. Turn to Luke 12. If you want to, I'll read this, but if you want to look at Luke chapter 12, verse 16 to 21. Luke chapter 12, verse 16. "And he," the Lord, "spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods, and will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided?" Don't boast of yourself concerning your riches. "I've made great investments. Stock market's up." James chapter 4. James 4 verses 13 to 15. The scripture. "Go to now, ye that say, Today or tomorrow we will go into a certain city and continue there a year, buy and sell, get gain, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, If the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings, and all such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Don't say, this year, "We're going to go over here, we're going to open us up a building over here, we're going to do this, we're going to have an opportunity, we got a great opportunity right here, I'm going to go over here and we're going to buy and sell and we're going to make a killing." But rather say, "If the Lord wills, we'll do this or that." Don't boast in your riches, in your smarts, in your ability. "I've got a degree. I got a degree in business. I can do this." You know, it's not that we're forbidden to honorably and lawfully make preparation for tomorrow. That would be wise. If I could give you some advice, I would say this: if you got a job, there's not a thing in the world wrong. Open you up a savings account. I mean, just, you know, make preparation. You got some kids? I'd be thinking about college if I were you. I'd be doing some. There's nothing wrong with making preparation, but we're warned against boasting of tomorrow in our own strength and our own time and our own wisdom without seeking or giving honor and glory and praise unto the Lord. That's what the Apostle James was saying. Why? Because we don't know what a day is going to bring. If the Lord wills, we're going to do this. The man, the woman that counts on tomorrow with presumption. He foolishly thinks that "I'm going to do this or that or the other," if you know, as if his life is in his power to do what he will when he will. He's He's arrogantly blind to his frailty, blind to God's right and God's power to do and to order things according to God's will and God's counsel. Trusting in oneself for tomorrow concerning anything is foolishness. This world is temporal. It's dangerous. And but for the grace of God to intervene is fatal. So that's the natural. That's the natural. I always like to tell you that's what that means. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. But let me just add this before we go any farther. There's one boasting that every sinner must be admonished to flee, to shun. And it's this: boast not thyself of tomorrow when it comes to your salvation. Boast not yourself, of yourself, praising yourself. Don't boast of yourself. Don't lay praises upon yourself or upon your works when it comes to your standing before God. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. Don't boast yourself. These other areas, it's foolishness. Boasting of yourself when it comes to your standing before God, praising yourself, is fatal. Eternally fatal. John chapter 1, the gospel according to, as penned by John, the scriptures declares John chapter 1 verses 11 to 13. The scripture says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Boast not yourself of tomorrow. Salvation is of God. Salvation, Jonah said, is of the Lord. A man must be born again, born from above. Boast not yourself. The Lord spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. You remember that, a publican and a Pharisee. The Pharisee spoke, you know, God, he said, prayed with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that I'm so spiritual. I'm so holy. Spoke of one that trusted in his works. And the scripture says that man died unjustified. He trusted in himself that he was righteous. But the publican, on the other hand, wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven. And he beat upon his breast, God, be merciful to me. Be merciful to me, a sinner. So if there's any boasting to be done, don't let it be of yourself. You don't know what tomorrow brings. But then back in Proverbs chapter 27 verse 2, it says, let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. Now, let another man, a foreigner is what that means, let a foreigner praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, that is, an unknown or unfamiliar, and not thine own lips. Let another, not like yourself, one who's not found among the ranks or the masses of men born in Adam. Don't praise yourself. Boast not yourself. It's going to have to be a foreigner, an unfamiliar. And the reason? Because all men born in Adam are sinners just like you and me. We're all cut out of the same lump. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all missed the mark. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians. I want you to turn to this in 2 Corinthians 10:12. 2 Corinthians 10:12. Listen to what he said concerning not boasting of yourself, finding confidence. 2 Corinthians 10:12. He said, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise." Paul said, we dare not compare ourselves with somebody else. All God's people, they don't boast or commend themselves in their faithfulness or their righteousness before God by comparing themselves with other men. I say, well, I tell you what, I'm not that bad. I'm not perfect, but I tell you what, I'm a whole lot better than it, this one is. I know him. You'd never catch me doing that. I'm a sinner, but I'm not as much of a sinner as this one is right here. And all I'm doing is I'm trying to get you down so I can get me up in my eyes. That's all I'm doing. Boast not thyself for tomorrow, and let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger. Isaiah 65. I know this is a lot of scriptures, but this is necessary. Isaiah 65. Listen to 1-5. The Lord said, "I am sought of them that ask not for me. I'm found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me. Behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I've spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts, a people that provoketh me to anger continually, to my face that sacrificed in the gardens and burneth incense upon the altars of brick, which remain among the graves and lodge in the monuments, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things in their vessels, which say, stand by thyself, come not near me, for I'm holier than thou. These are smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day." Don't compare yourself with somebody else. Why? Because in your eyes, you'll be holier than them. I'm not perfect, but at least I'm here. At least I go to church. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, Paul said, we don't commend ourselves by comparing ourselves to other men. But if there can be no praise or boasting that is to be accepted of God except that of another man, a foreigner, or a stranger, who, and you know this, you know what I'm getting ready to say, who could this be except him who is the stranger, son of God? He who is a stranger to this world, but not a stranger to the Lord himself, the Lord God, and not a stranger to those that know him in regenerating grace. Who is this stranger? Well, it's our precious Savior, the Lord of glory himself, Christ Jesus our Lord. I want you to listen to the words of our Lord and that the submissive and obedient servant of Jehovah as he expressed the passion In the book of Psalms 69, turn to Psalm 69, 1-9 is what I'm going to read. Psalm 69, listen to his words. Now, while you're turning to Psalm 69, I'm getting ready to read verses 1-9. Now, here's what it says. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. Don't elevate yourself. Don't boast yourself. No. Let another man praise thee, not thine own mouth. Let a stranger, somebody that's not born of this world, born in Adam, a stranger that's not cut out of the same lump that me and you are cut out of. Who is this stranger? Well, listen to Psalm 69. Psalm 69, verses 1 to 9. Save me, O God, and let me tell you what this is. These are the words of our Lord as He expressed the passion and the unequaled sorrows and afflictions that He endured from His birth to the cross. He was a man of sorrows. He was acquainted with grief. The suffering servant of Jehovah. Listen to what he says concerning himself. Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. Who can say that but the Lord? O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Oh, the bearing of our guilt. Our Lord to say this. Would you or I ever say this of him? No. But listen to what he says. Oh God, thou knowest my foolishness, what he bore of his people. And my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. Who could say that? Only the Lord, who declared himself to be the stranger. As he suffered in the finishing of the work of redemption for his own, he was regarded and treated as a stranger, but by those that knew him not, a stranger, a foreigner. He confessed himself to be the very embodiment within his people, the stranger from heaven, stranger to the world and to false religion, yes, but found to be in blessed fellowship with his people. A people now who are strangers and pilgrims on this earth because of their oneness with him. He said in Matthew 25:35, he said, for I was hungered. Now here is the Lord speaking to those that he's getting ready in the day of judgment to say, you know, enter in for that which was prepared for you from before the foundation of the world. Enter in. And he's telling them in this passage of Scripture, Matthew 25, verse 35, he's talking to them. And he's telling his people. He said, I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. According to the words of our Lord, love for those who are strangers in this world, being one with Him who is the stranger to the world, that love for His people is love for Him. He said, in that you did it unto the least of one of these, you did it to me. What did He tell Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus? Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Who was Saul persecuting? Those who were of the way. Who did the Lord say he was persecuting? He said, you persecuting me. Me. A stranger. Christ is a stranger to everyone, even to his own, until they know him in regenerating grace. John 1:10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. This stranger, this self-confessed stranger, the one who confessed himself to be a stranger, and the blessedness of us being able to behold that and to preach it. And this preaching of him who is a stranger and those that know him, he's not a stranger to you. You know him. He revealed himself to you. But this stranger to the world, this stranger to false religion, was sent of God the Father according to the everlasting covenant of God's grace for a specific purpose. He's a stranger in this world. Yes, he's a stranger. Like I said, he's not a stranger to God, and he's not a stranger to God's people when they're called out of the darkness of sin and unbelief. This is what he was sent to do. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The people of God that were lost in Adam's fall. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. This stranger, he lived the life of obedience before God as the federal head of God's church, and his obedience is imputed to everyone that believeth on him. How do you know that they're robed in the righteousness of Christ? Because they believe him. They believe him. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him. It was imputed unto him for righteousness. Romans 4:6 says, even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. I told you that the evidence of those that God has imputed righteousness unto, the evidence, they believe that their acceptance with God is not based upon themselves. They don't boast of themselves. But I'll tell you in whom they boast. They boast in Christ Jesus the Lord. Galatians 2:16. I'm going to wrap this up here. Galatians 2:16. Here's the confession of a believer. Here's the confession of a believer. Galatians 2:16. Knowing that a man, Galatians 2:15, knowing that a man is not justified. Again, justification. The declaration of innocence. No charge. Never been a charge. No record of a charge. No record. Not that new man born in Christ Jesus. Not that man created in righteousness and true holiness. Justified before the law of God. The law observes and says, no infraction. No charge. No charge. Justified. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Not my faith. Paul says, even we have believed in Jesus Christ. God's given us faith to believe him, believe in him, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. And not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Because we can't keep it. God's people are justified by the faith of him who has declared himself to be the stranger. The stranger. The stranger sin of God. Stranger to this world. The world knew him not. came into his own. The stranger. Those loved of God, chosen of God, redeemed by God, called of God, kept of God, their boast is in Him. This is our boast. Him. Psalm 34:2. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, in Jehovah. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Be glad. Last verse, Jeremiah 9. Jeremiah 9, verse 23-24. Jeremiah, Jeremiah 9, 23-24. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Is that not what we've just been looking at here? But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. The scripture declares, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. I pray that the Lord bless the words to our heart. Realize that all of our boasting before God in ourselves is arrogant, it's presumption, and it's fatal. If any man boast, let him boast in the Lord. In that, God's well pleased. Amen. All right.